AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers became the sixth team in NBA history to start a season with 13 straight wins. Correspondent Michael Luongo reports in Philadelphia.
Donovan Mitchell's offense in the final minutes of the fourth quarter enabled the Cavaliers to stay undefeated as they took a 114-106 win over the 76ers. Up by three, Mitchell scored Cleveland's final 11 points. His layup with 48.8 seconds to go pushed the lead to 10. Mitchell finished with 23 for the Cavs, who were improved to 13-0.
For me, you know, just continue to have my input on the game. For most of the game, it was rebounding, assists, defending, and then that moment, you know, in those moments, you got to just be yourself, and that's what I did.
Darius Garland had a team-high 25.
Elsewhere, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an NBA season-high 59 points and also grabbed 14 rebounds in the Bucks' 127-120 overtime win over the Pistons. It was another big scoring night in San Antonio as reigning NBA Rookie of the Year Victor Wembanyama had a career-high 50 points in the Spurs' 139-130 win over the Wizards.
It's definitely a big milestone, you know, and it's kind of a private club, you know. I don't know how many players are in it, but it's certainly something I'm proud of course, right now.
Before the game, the Spurs head coach and Basketball Hall of Famer Greg Popovich suffered a mild stroke earlier this month. He's expected to make a full recovery. Other NBA scores, Jason Tatum's 36 points paced the defending champion Celtics past the Nets, 139-114. LeBron James' third straight triple-double of 35 points, 14 assists, and 12 rebounds helped the Lakers outlast the Grizzlies, 128-123.
Feels good to be able to go out and play the game that I love at a high level still. You know, and every night I step on the floor, I try to help our team be successful in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So in that sense, it's pretty cool.
The Bulls overcame 46 points from Karl Anthony Towns as Jalen Brunson's potential game-winning shot for the Knicks rattled out in a 124-123 Chicago win. Jalen Williams scored 31 to lead the Thunder past the Pelicans, 106-88. The Kings routed the Suns, 127-104, behind 29 points from De'Aaron Fox. The Trailblazers got past the Timberwolves, 106-98. The Rockets took care of the Clippers, 111-103. The Magic edged the Pacers, 94-90. College basketball defending national champion and number 3 UConn improved to 3-0 with another easy win. Correspondent Chuck Freeman has the details.
The shooting eventually came around for the Huskies and they walloped Lemoyne 90-49. Alex Caraban had 17 points. He put UConn on track with its 3-point game after they missed their first 9. Coach Danny Hurley says his team is improving coming off an unimpressive win in its last game over New Hampshire.
It felt better tonight. I thought we looked just a little bit more like ourselves. You know, obviously left some points on the table. You know, got off to a slow start shooting it from three, but I really liked, you know, the threes that we were getting.
The athleticism and overall talent of the Huskies overwhelmed Lemoyne. Countless dunks in the second half helped UConn pull away easily. Leon McNeely chipped in 15 points.
In other top 10 action, number 5 Auburn beat Kent State 79-56, and number 8 Houston routed Louisiana 91-45. More on the latest in sports, including NFL news of the day and scores from the ice, coming up next. In NFL news, 4-time league MVP and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he intends to return for his 21st season in 2025. The Colts plan to start Anthony Richardson on Sunday against the Jets and for the remainder of the season. The Jaguars again ruled out quarterback Trevor Lawrence against the Lions with a shoulder injury, and the Raiders are sticking with quarterback Gardner Minshew against the Dolphins. Law enforcement reports show the homes of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce were broken into last month. No injuries were reported in either case. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs staged a late rally to beat the Capitals. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Maple Leafs erupted for 3 late goals to beat the Capitals 4-3 in overtime. William Nylander got Toronto within 3-2 with 4:09 left in regulation, and he set up Mitch Marner's game-tying power play goal with 48 seconds left in the third. John Tavares ended it at 4:13 of OT on a feed from Marner.
Got a couple that we needed to get the extra time. Big save by Joe and nice play by Mitchie. So happy to see it go in. And nice bounce back from yesterday. I think good character win and something the group can really build off of.
The Red Wings also needed overtime against the Penguins. Correspondent Josh Rountree has more.
Simon Edvinson scored 130 into overtime, giving the Red Wings a 3-2 win in Pittsburgh. Detroit built a 2-0 lead thanks to goals from Jonathan Berggren and Patrick Kane before Pittsburgh responded with goals from Brian Rust and Anthony Beauvillier. But Derek Lalonde's team was able to keep two of Pittsburgh's stars, Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, out of the net to keep the game even.
There's nights you play Pittsburgh, and they're Pittsburgh. And there's nights you play Pittsburgh that Sidney and Malkin look like they're going to take the game over, and this was one of those nights. So I give our guys credit. It's tough to check those guys.
Mikko Rantanen scored twice in the third to complete his hat trick as the Avalanche doubled up the Kings 4-2. Nick Bjugstad scored twice as Utah bested the Hurricanes 4-1, and the Golden Knights grounded the Ducks 3-2. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh, AP Sports.